keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk. Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk.
Bona fide talk. Bona fide talk, yeah. Bona fide talk. Keep God first in your walk. Baby, that's bona fide talk, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep God first in your walk. Baby, that's bona fide talk, yeah. Bona fide talk.
Praise God, church. Praise the Lord. I am your host, Evangelist Falana, a.k.a. Bonafide Talk, and you are listening to the Christian radio broadcast, Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts on the BFTM 103.3 radio network, AM. Hey, guys, BFTM is actually a 24/7 internet radio station. Check us out at getbonafide.org. That's getbonafide.org. And we are delighted that you have joined us this evening. Now, before we get started, let's open up tonight's radio broadcast with a prayer, okay? So clear all hearts and minds, please. Dear God, we just want to say thank you. Glory be to God for everything that you've done for us. We thank you for all blessings you have bestowed upon us. I ask that you give me the appropriate words to say so that I am able to minister to the needs of your people, dear God. I ask that you shield us from the tactics of the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy, up to and including trying to block this radio broadcast from coming forth. It's all about you, dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Dear God, we ask of these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Family, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Here is a message from our sponsor, my pastor, Pastor Frank Henderson of Excel Fellowship.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Frank Henderson, the pastor of Excel Fellowship Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's an honor to meet you and to come to you right here on Bonafide Radio. Check it out. Excel Fellowship Church, we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. at 3908 Arrow Drive, right here in the big city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Our mission is real simple. We are reaching the lost, equipping the saints, and manifesting Christ. We look forward to seeing you real soon. Okay, now let's get back to Bonafide Talk.
Welcome back, guys. You are listening to the live radio broadcast, Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of the hottest on the BFTM 103.3 radio network. Family, I decided to go into a different direction today. Reason being, sometimes I think that things just get a little bit too tense out here. So I decided, Falana, let's do something different today. And God gave me the green light to do it. You know, sometimes he will let me have my way every now and again. Amen. So we're just going to sit back and have a good time in the Lord this evening. Okay? Amen. So if anyone has a question or comment or would like to contribute to tonight's discussion or just wants to say, hey, Evangelist Falana, how you doing? What's up? Whatever is on your mind, dial now 347-327-9688 and press 1. Ah, there we go. I see you guys in the chat room. I love you, baby. Listen, if you have a question or a comment, feel free to post in the chat room and you will be acknowledged, okay? We are going to now start this thing off with one of my favorite artists of all time. He's from out of California, guys. This is Simply Dre with Him on the Inside.
Ray, what's good, man? I see you doing good even in spite of all these haters we got out here, man. What's going on?
Oh, you know what? I be trying to tell them. I mean, you know, you can't have a public display without first having a private practice. It ain't nothing but him on the inside. You heard me?
That's what I'm talking about. Him on the inside. You
I'm
dig?
About to make it rain up in here, though.
Make
you ready?
It rain. Let's go.
People want to hate because we dish more than they take.
And that's because they used to getting something less than great. But it's okay.
It ain't about what we display. It's about the way he all in our veins. And that's what
come
we say.
Come on, everybody, let's all get down. time and just clap your hands to this funky sound. Don't know about you, but I come to dance. Stop trying to be cute and lift up your hands. When it comes to this here, see, I don't play. Just as sure as my name is Simply Dre. So if you come to lift him up, then
show me what it do.
If it feel real good, then
show me what it do.
It's all right if you're shocked, y'all right if you're straight. Oh. Somebody fat name, y'all know what I mean. Come on, everybody, y'all know what's up. Don't know about you, but I come to lift him up.
It's him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on the inside, working on the outside. Go on, lift him up, go on, lift him up.
See, I don't lift him up cause I got a little something. Cause I can remember days when I didn't have nothing. But that's when your haters
start to hating on me.
But your haters didn't know
that he was working on me.
Then it's funny how to act cause I got a little change. And some of y'all tripping thinking I'ma really change. And even though some of y'all
change like the weather,
I'ma still love you cause
mama taught me better.
Yo, Dre, what to say when they see me on the block?
Simply Dre,
what to say now they see me on top? And it ain't my fault that you didn't believe about what could really happen when I'm on my knees. 10,000 records sold on his eyes a month. And when I'm in the studio, I ain't smoking blunt. Gotta keep a clear mind when I rock on the mic.
Cause even though I don't wanna be, I'm in the spotlight. It's him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on the inside, working on the outside. Go on, lift him up, go on, lift him up.
Him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on my left side, even on my right side.
Wait a minute, Ray. You can't be playing with this thing now. People out there listening now. Okay. Make it rain.
I see you looking even. You stopped for a second, man, and now you thinking. I'ma tell you, pinch yourself, player, you ain't dreaming. Cause when you take a look at me, I know you see him. But I will never take credit, forget it while I'm breathing. And yeah, you gon' hear his voice every time I'm speaking. And even when I leave your presence, you gon' know the reason. Cause I'ma point up to the sky like it ain't a secret. You wanna meet him. Indeed, I'ma bring him and feed him, demolishing demons. Have people peeping on the sideline, they finally believing. I'm born to reach him and teach him, and that's exactly the reason. He blessed me with the gift to rap and got you to receive it. I mean it, I'm needed, I know it, and there ain't no mistake. That's why he take a rein and can bomb me with Dre. Uh-huh. You see, he had to put a mic in between all the blaze, so people feel in the conviction, consider the flame. I know you see the shine, what? And you peeping the grind. Got people all on my line, and it ain't even mine. It's only by design that I'm even writing this rhyme. Man, I do it to keep God on your mind.
For real.
Yeah, I'ma shine.
Ooh-wee. What I tell y'all, man, I knew y'all wasn't ready for this one. Oh, like I said, they gon' keep on hating, but it's alright with me. Tell them, Ray.
Him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on the inside, working on the outside.
Go on, lift him up, go on, lift him up.
That right there was my friend and brother Evangelist Andre Bean, professionally known as Simply Dre, him on the inside. Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys. One of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of the hottest on the BFTM 103.3 radio network. Hey, you can check out that network, BFTM, on getbonafide.org. We're 24 hours, guys. I see a lot of people up here on the switchboard. I love you. If anybody feels like checking in, press 1 so I can get your name, where you're calling for, and get you on the air, okay? I had something on my mind. You know, I didn't know exactly which direction that I wanted to, you know, take the show and whatnot. And so I just kind of, what I do from time to time, I just kind of randomly open the Bible and just kind of, you know, let it see where it falls. And oddly enough, I am at Psalms 40. Pull out your Bibles, guys. We're going to do a little Bible, okay? Get you something to write with and get you the word, okay? I'll give you just a moment. We're going to read from Psalms 40, okay? That's Psalms 40, and I'm going to start at verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Now, I'm going to tell you what I get from that. Sometimes I think that we get a little bit impatient, amen, and we want to try to rush God, not really understanding the process. And if you guys know God like I know, he may reveal some things sometimes, but sometimes we just have to kind of sit back and let him work, amen? Amen. If anyone has a question or comment or just wants to say hello or would like to start a topic, please dial now 347-327-9688 and press 1. Meanwhile, while you guys are getting your thoughts together and determining what you want to talk about, we're going to jam out a little bit, okay? We're going to listen to the Love You song by Prophetess Monica Phillips.
Love a love you song.
Go ahead, Monica. Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys. We have a caller. Caller with the number in, ending in 7553. You're now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question or comment for tonight?
Yes, my name is Johnny. I just had the idea, and it came to my head, and I thought about it. Has anybody ever realized in 2015 there's been so many much killing?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
But,
I think it's.
But
go ahead.
But my question is the killing because these people are mental, or is it because they just don't got no sympathy?
You know something? That's an interesting question, Brother Johnny. Johnny, where are you calling from?
I'm coming from Bradley, South Carolina.
Oh, right. South Carolina in the house. I tell you, Johnny, you know, that's a question that I often ask myself and I ask my peers. If I'm hearing you, you want to know maybe how do we differentiate between evil and mental illness. Am I correct in that?
Amen.
That's pretty much it. And you know what? I don't know. I wonder sometimes for our brothers and sisters that are sent to prison for, you know, various reasons, how does the legal system go about differentiating between the two? It's my personal belief that in probably many instances, too many instances, there are people that are locked up and never rehabilitated and never really get the psychiatric help that they need. They're locked up and all they need to do is go to the mental institution for a little while and they will be okay. Amen? So that's a very good question. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good question that Brother Johnny has brought to the deck. If anyone has a comment or follow-up on that, feel free to dial one now. What made you ask that? What prompted that question?
Because we had church yesterday. We had a little musical program, and after we got done with the program, me and some deacons were talking about it, and some of us were talking about it because in South Carolina, they have closed the mental institution.
What?
And we were thinking, is it because, like, they don't got no conscience? It's something mental, or they do it just because they're doing it? Because, you know, it's just like what happened in Charleston, and that man walked in that church, and no black folks had done nothing to him. And he came in there and shot everybody up almost, and then did what he did. But the thing is it because he did it because he wanted to do it? He said he did it because he wanted to start a race war. But in the Bible, it says everybody's the same color. There's no distinction. The thing is, if I shoot up probably about a bunch of people at a mall or something, you'll want to do this and do that and stuff. But the thing is, why aren't these people getting help, and why aren't they finding somebody to help them? And then the mental institutions in their days are just eating money out your pocket. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I think that's pretty much that pretty much sums it up, Brother Johnny. Everything nowadays, well, not everything, too much nowadays is money based. You know, at some point, because they closed up a mental institution here in Raleigh, North Carolina, too, called Dorothea Dix, and I happen to utilize public transportation often. And what I'm seeing in public transportation, as I sit out and wait for the next bus to come and that type of thing, I'm seeing a lot of obviously mentally ill people who have just been kind of turned loose with nowhere to go, no help, nor anything. And I think it is a shame because it tells us in the Word that we have an obligation to look out for the poor, you know, and we're just going to continue to lift them in prayer and really pray for the hearts of our politicians that are in charge of us, you know, that are supposed to be ruling fairly, ruling based against biblical principles and that type of thing. And clearly in that issue and many other issues, things ain't right biblically. We have another call, ladies and gentlemen. Call with the number ending 4292. You're now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question or comment for tonight?
Okay, I just came on. I just was listening to you talking about poor people.
Yes.
And in the book of Amos, it talks about injustice, about giving to the poor. And in the Bible, it talks about it through the Old Testament, that it's always going to be poor people. And that's why God made provision for the Jewish nation, the Israelites, to give money to the poor, to not put people out of your field if they were poor and they were hungry and they were eating. and like America has said before, has turned its back on God. So there are many things that that this country has to answer for turning its back on God. So
amen.
We have
amen.
To continue before our leaders and what in the decisions that they make, because it's detrimental for this country.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much for that. I'm just sitting here wondering, you know, as I listen to you and I listen to Brother Johnny talk, you know, what do we do to reverse this thing? Or is it too late? You know, we know that we're in end times and that type of thing, but at the same time, he does tell us that he will heal our nation if we bow down. What do you think mm-hmm. it's going to take to get our people to humble themselves so that maybe we can, like, straighten some things up, you know? What do you think that we should do?
You talking to me?
Yeah, whoever. You are Johnny.
Prayer. Because what is that in Chronicles? It said, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves.
Right.
And seek my faith and pray. And then you have to have a heart in the spirit of repentance to, in order for things to turn around, because God knows when it's just lip service. And he knows the true spirit of repentance. So, and then the leaders, it's important who we put in office. Because I know I was watching something yesterday about how all these political leaders, you know, every time somebody is inaugurated into the United States, it's like some satanic ritual for the pagan god Osiris. It's always done during the president's inauguration. So people need to know what's going on in the White House, what happened actually when this Declaration of Independence was signed, because when you trace it all the way back, a lot of our founding fathers were closet occultists. So this American society was not founded on Christian principles. Because even when
Bam.
You look at our bill, you know, it's full of all this Freemasonry stuff. And
mm-hmm.
if you dig deep, you have to dig deep. And when you dig deep, you find. And I'm not talking about Masons just walking around, you know, with their little stuff on. We're talking about ones that's just mainly a fraternity. We're talking
right.
about, you're talking about the Freemasons that are high-level ones. Because Adam Weishaupt, when he infiltrated and made the Illuminati, he pulled them from Freemasons, and we're talking about ones that are above the 33rd degree, because it was some ex-Illuminist that actually talked, and he was the 90th degree of the 90th
okay.
degree. People said, I didn't know it went that high. The problem is people don't know where the Freemasonry stopped and the Illuminati began.
I see. And then
problem.
It just kind of get caught up, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, mm-hmm. gotcha. Well, I tell you what that tells me, Prophetess. I appreciate you. That tells us we need to get focused, people. Here's Focus by M. Renee Malloy.
Your grace and the things that you
beautiful.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I personally think that that says that we have to get focused. Amen. Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts on the BFTM 103.3 radio network. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a couple of questions on deck. Number one, how do we differentiate between mental illness and evil, and is the system doing its just deserving regarding that? And number two, what are we feeling about this Freemasonry and the Illuminati? If anyone has a question or comment or would like to participate in tonight's discussion, dial now 347-327-9688 and press 1, okay? You know, I'm going to tap back into the what you were talking about, Brother Johnny, about the mental illness thing, and I take that very personally. The reason I say that I take that very personally because I myself am bipolar. And I find that it becomes, as much as I love God and I know God loves me, it is because of what he's brought me from in terms of being, you know, fighting the mental illness that I have no shame in preaching the gospel and doing what he has me do. And some of the things that I've seen through my years of dealing with mental illness is that it seems like it's a, you know, kind of sort of a thin line, you know. So, Johnny, what do you think is the determinant between evil and mental illness? Give me your take on that.
Evil and mental illness, okay. See, the difference is, you see, you said you're bipolar.
Yes, I am.
Bipolar is, if I'm correct, you have mood swings pretty much. You mm-hmm. change your, sometimes you feel a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you might, if you get bipolar, you might get a little violent or something. But I'm gonna say this. If you have a mental illness and you might go off one day, but you learn from that. And see, what I see evil as just me walking up and pretty much running you over with a car or shooting your house up for no apparent reason. And the thing that bothers me the most is you sit down in the morning, you watch TV, you listen to the news, first thing that come out of somebody's mouth is somebody got shot, somebody got this and somebody got that. I mean, it's a difference if you're bipolar. You might have moods where somebody might put you in a bad mood or something. And then that's the other problem too. These people with mental illnesses are not medicated properly.
Exactly.
And some may not be taking any medicine.
Right.
But the thing is. You can go off on me right now, call me anything you want, but it ain't gonna bother me. That ain't like me putting a sword through your body and it coming out on the other side.
Right.
Evil is
go ahead.
You know, evil is like you lighting up a tree, and just because you don't like that tree there, and that's wrong though. But you know, it's like the Bible says, you ask and you will receive. And pretty much there's no sugarcoated or anything about it. But it's like I'm saying, you could be ADHD, bipolar, anything you want to be. But if you medicate properly and you do what you're supposed to do, that's fine. But you just going out somewhere, lighting a church on fire, shooting somebody, going around killing folks, they're just pure evil to me.
I hear you. That makes sense. And then what really gets confusing is that there are different levels of mental illness, too. You know, because like mm-hmm. myself, you know, there are different levels of that thing. You know, like myself, for instance, I'm the milder version from what they tell me, okay? I'm not the violent type. I get depressed and stuff like that. But in terms of, like, hurting anyone or hurting, you know, hurting like that, I've never been to that extreme, praise God. Prophetess Karen, what is your take on that? How do you think that we're able to differentiate between mental illness and evil?
Well, mental illness was talked about in the Bible. When we look at King Herod, it's a spirit. I mean, it is different levels of it as well, because King Herod had the spirit of rejection, mm-hmm. and he had the spirit of rebellion. And those mm-hmm. particular spirits were interlocked. And with the with the true self screaming to get out. And that is the spirit of double-mindedness. What do we call that today? Schizophrenia.
Uh-huh.
King Herod also had this spirit. To that one, I believe this schizophrenia is a demonic spirit. I mean, but I'm not, by all means, I'm not saying that people have to stop taking medicine, because we know that most people are not going to go to church. They're not going
right.
to let anybody lay hands on them and deliver
right.
them. And deliverance also comes with faith. If you don't have the faith
mm-hmm.
in God, you're not going to be delivered, you know,
mm-hmm.
from some of these things. And then you probably, some people will never run into a person with anointing to get them delivered, because it's a person that has a certain anointing to cast out demons. And usually it comes with the apostolic anointing, the prophetic anointing, and the evangelistic anointing. And you have
mm-hmm.
some pastors that can do it, but with the church being out of order the way that it is, and I hate to say it because it was somebody on Facebook saying that it causes division to call a person an apostle and a prophet. But let me tell you, the scriptures say that the very foundation of the church is built on apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ being the chief apostle. That means nobody has mastered any of those gifts. Jesus has mastered, when he walked across the earth, each gift in every office. So we look to him. We look to him for deliverance and these type of things. And one thing about bipolar, from what I gather, you know, because I was a social worker for 17
right.
years, you have two poles. You have one where you're manic, you know, where you got racing thoughts, you can't sleep,
mm-hmm.
you're just busy doing everything. And then you have the crash where you get depressed and
mm-hmm.
angry and things. And like you said, it's different levels of it. And I have seen it where people have been very, very violent and have ended up
mm-hmm.
in prison, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I would tell the people that I was counseling or managing their cases, that you have to take responsibility for what you do, because once
mm-hmm.
you become an adult, nobody's going to really care. They'll medicate you in prison. You kill somebody, you're going to get medicated in prison, or you will be deemed a not guilty by reason of insanity. And then you have to remain on probation or community control or stay under the care of a mental health system for whatever your sentence is. So, in other words, you have to take responsibility for your behavior. And a lot of times, sometimes the court will mandate that you take medicine, because some people,
yep.
they get where they're doing well and they stop taking it. And I'm not a person that really pushes medication, because I believe that that's a spirit too. When a person has to keep going back, because it's
mm-hmm.
called the spirit of pharmakia, which is where we got the word pharmacy from. And in the Greek, it means sorcery. And so, you know, you can't compound a problem. I mean, especially if a person is, you know, going around, they got voices telling them to go kill that person and go do
mm-hmm.
this. What is that if you got this voice in your head telling you to do that? Because as a prophet, I hear God telling me this is what this is. I know me and Evangelist Falana have had talks about different things, about, you know,
mm-hmm.
what God
mm-hmm.
was telling. And God's voice is very soft, you know, but the devil's voice is really loud, really forceful, and doesn't really give you time to make a decision. Where God, where the voice of the Holy Spirit is gentle and soft. And it's sometimes, if you're not listening hard enough, you will miss it. Amen.
You'll miss it. Amen. Amen. And you know what? When we come back, we're going to listen to another song in just a second. When we come back, we're going to talk about Paul and that thorn in his side, and compare that
mm-hmm.
to people who are, say they're like me, they're bipolar or something, but you know, that they look at it as Paul having that thorn in his side, and God said, my grace is sufficient. This is What Shall We Say by Appointed, y'all.
nor anything. I'm persuaded by your power from above that I'm more than
to Bonafide Talk Fam, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of the hottest radio broadcasts on the BFTM 103.3 radio network. Hey, you can hear the BFTM 103.3 radio network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at getbonafidetalk.org. We have another caller. Caller with the number ending in 6195, you're now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question, comment, or contribution to tonight's discussion?
Well, hello, Lady Philana and Miss Karen.
Hey,
this is Robin.
Hey, Robin. How you doing?
I am doing good. I've been enjoying the show. I don't really have a comment right now, but when you start talking about that phone in the side, I knew I was going to have one or some comments. So I went on and got in the queue.
Amen. Go for it. Go for it. Did you have something you want to contribute right now, or you want to wait until later on through the discussion?
Well, I was going to let you pose your question, but, I mean, my thoughts about that, because it's something that I actually thought about a lot, and when I was reading in the Bible, and it basically, it was almost like what I interpreted from was saying, like, this thorn keeps you, and the Bible even said it in one version, I don't know if it was the New King James or the old, but basically to keep you from getting too proud. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's
Hello.
Almost like reminding you that you need God to make it. You can't make it on your own. And if there's not something or stumbling block or thorn, whatever we want to call it, we're going to forget that God is still the reason we've done it. If things are too easy, we don't give God credit.
Amen.
We think we've done it when we think we can do it in the natural. We think it's us instead of God doing it or allowing us to do, because some of the things he allows us to do, he don't want us to do.
Right.
But that's just something, it was almost like a revelation that I've recently got, you know, crying out to God, why this and why that? It's because I need to keep that thorn in your side so you can make sure you're keeping your eyes on me.
Good one. Good one. I like that. I like it. See, now here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, okay? When I, me personally, I'm talking about, you know, little Evangelist Swan, okay? When I talk to various people about my illness, about the fact that I'm bipolar and how in the beginning they didn't know what the heck was wrong with me. They had me at obsessive compulsive behavior, adjustment disorder, non-specific, clinical depressed, you know, all these other different things before they finally gave me that old label bipolar, okay? Here's the thing. I hear from clergy, church people, and even people that are quote-unquote in the world, why are you claiming that? You know, God doesn't want that for you. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, I hear what you're saying, and it sucks being me sometimes, you know, but at the same time, look at me now. You know, I'm going to therapy regularly. You know, I hold a job. I'm in one of the best on my job, mind you. I have, glory be to God, I have a radio show. You know, I've done a lot of good things in spite of this thing. Not to mention, God used little old quote-unquote crazy me and called me to be an evangelist. So y'all have to forgive me, y'all, because I might be bipolar, but I'm saved and I redeem and I give God glory. Glory be to God. Jesus. I got to praise him. I'm sorry.
Amen.
I'm sorry. What? And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, for me, it's not one of those things where I, quote, unquote, like claim it, or I go around, well, I guess I have kind of broadcasted the world now. I've done it on internet radio, but it's not like you go around and say, hi, my name is Swan, I'm bipolar, but here's the deal. Okay, of course I don't like it, and I don't like this thorn in my side, okay, or in my head or whatever, but what I've come to terms with is God's grace, you know, he's still being glorified even through my illness, amen? So anyway, if anyone else has a question or comment or would like to contribute to tonight's discussion or has another topic they want to bring on deck, dial now, 347-327-9688 and press 1. Ladies and gentlemen, I see you guys in the chat room doing your thing. Hey, you're silent over here, so post me something so that you can be acknowledged too. We have another caller. Caller with the number ending in 8634, what is your comment? You're now on Bonafide Talk.
Yo, yo, what's up, Solana? It's your boy.
Who is this?
Oh,
is this Lawrence?
Oh, now ain't the homeboy no more, since you done got beat. Man, that bipolar must be coming in. The bipolar done kicked in. Now you want to say hi, sweetie, but your man went somewhere else 3 minutes ago.
How you doing, Lawrence? What's your question or comment tonight, babe?
I'm just sitting back, relaxing, and listening to what y'all was talking about. You know, you always say my girl, no matter what the situation is. You know, I just can't encourage you to keep it moving. Stand on God's word. Whatever you do,
oh,
don't let
it
pass.
This is Chauncey, isn't it?
I told y'all about phones. I told y'all about phones. Oh, you know, you know
who it
you know,
is.
You say, oh, boy. You don't let the bipolar kick in quite that fast. Wow.
How are you doing, sweetie?
Robin, you had the girl acting now, don't you?
Lady Solana, now, I didn't know that this was Thompson Dawson. When you said Lawrence, I was like, okay, I guess I was wrong.
I am so sorry, Brother Chauncey. It's so good to hear from you. And ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, my friend and brother Dickie Chauncey is doing his thing on his Blog Talk radio station, The Barbershop, one of the hottest male radio stations out there on Blog Talk. Let's give it up for Chauncey, y'all.
It is.
So So Chauncey, okay, we're covering a couple different topics here. We're kind of hanging with the mental illness thing for right now. Did you want to expound on that, or do you have another topic you want to bring to the forefront? This is the show today. Evangelist Swan doesn't have a talker. This is the people show today.
I mean, that's kind of hard to decide. I mean, because the first thing when somebody go and do something anyway, the first thing they're going to, you know, say they were crazy.
Right.
You know, and that's what, you know, that's the first thing. If they take it on the court, that's the first thing they're going to tell, we're going to plead insanity.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, come on. Some people ain't insanity, you know, like the prophet said. Some folks have them demonic spirits. You know, you got to be careful. I mean, even my thing is, we just got to be careful. I mean, because like I said, a lot of people play crazy, but they're not crazy.
Yeah,
they play crazy, they can get off. But there's a lot of people that did stuff, they play crazy, but if you really knew, I mean, they did it. Just like the young man down in South Carolina, he put it all on Facebook. Look at the incident that happened before he went to the church. He was already kicked out of a mall, spending for a mall for a year. His dad bought him a gun. He went back to the mall. Now, if he had enough sense to do all that, he knew what he was doing when he went inside that church. But he could.
But you know what, though? You know what, though? Check this out, though. The co-pastor at Excel Fellowship, Pastor Medallion, she heard, or she learned, or she studied that he was delayed in his reaction in doing this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. I'm not condoning what that man did, because what that young man did was wrong, okay? But what I'm saying to you is that apparently whatever was transpiring that day in Bible study was beginning to reach him. He was delayed. He was beginning to have another change of heart. And then, of course, the devil won. So what do you think? Is that a possibility, you guys? Chauncey, what do you think? Do you think that that's a possibility, that it was a demonic thing going on with him versus evil? If that is the case, that he was being touched by the service?
I mean, if you really look at it, he had already said that was his thing was coming to start a chaos. And who knows, if he would have sat in there long enough, they probably would have got a hold on. He probably would have changed his mind. But when the devil knew he was going to change his mind, that's when he stepped his game up a notch. I mean, some people play that game, oh, yeah, I'm crazy. But deep down inside, they're not crazy. Because if he was that crazy, he wouldn't have did all the things he did before he got to South Carolina. Because like I said, he already went to the mall and asked the people in the store, what time y'all open, what time you close, how many employees you have. I mean, you got to look at all, that's why they always go back to what led up to what they done. A lot of people is premeditated. They already know what they're going to do. But the first thing, first thing they're going to do, they're going to play, okay, I'm crazy. I didn't know what I was doing. But deep down inside, you wrote all these letters. You plotted and planned to do everything that you've done, but now all of a sudden when it's time for you to go to court, you want to play crazy.
You know what? You make a lot of sense on that, too. I guess really when it comes down to it, no one knows but God and the individual, but you sound like my friend Karen, who I'm hoping is still on. When I proposed what Pastor Medallion had told her, she said, girl, please, that ain't nothing but that demon was trying to fool everybody. Karen, are you still there? You want to co-sign on that one?
I'm still here. Oftentimes when we are possessed by a particular spirit, just like the Antichrist spirit that's rising within the earth, that it's talked about in 1 John chapter 4. That spirit has been around, according to the book of Thessalonians, for centuries. It actually started in the garden. Everything that was against Christ. And in Genesis chapter 3, it talked about it actually wanted to stop the Messiah from coming through the ancestral line of the Jewish people. So we talk about how the serpent tried to contaminate, and that's something totally different. Try to contaminate the DNA and the gene pool of people. And so that's why the flood happened in Genesis chapter 6. So what I'm saying is that can things be delayed? Yes, because of the spirit of double-mindedness. One minute you want to do this, and then the next minute you want to do that, because, and that comes from James, the book of James 1 and 8. It talks about a man who is double-minded is unstable in all his ways.
it's a spirit that comes in and causes you to be indecisive. Maybe he started to deal with that spirit of rejection that was interlocked with rebellion. With that spirit of rebellion won over and began to be violent and acted out. Because we know that the enemy comes, according to John 10 and 10, to
steal, kill, and destroy.
And I'm sorry that I'm twisting my words.
You're fine. You're doing it. Yeah. Go ahead, prophetess.
But Jesus said he came to give life and to provide it more abundantly. And one of the things about surrendering to God is that we surrender our, you know, all things that are flesh to God. And so he wasn't at that point that he was ready to surrender. So he surrendered to who you know who. He surrendered to the devil. And the,
right.
and the devil's schemes and plots were carried out. And, you know, my heart goes out to people that are in church trying to worship God, and then they have a tragedy like this happen.
Amen.
But we have to understand
Amen.
That the enemy is out there like a roaring lion seeking to devour. And so to devour means destruction. He wants to destroy our people. And what we have to understand is there are FEMA camps being built everywhere. And that Patriot Act that was signed into law by Barack Obama, and I mean, people are like, well, do you like Barack Obama? I was like, I don't like anybody that tries to usher in the Antichrist or New World Order agenda. He's just a puppet. He's just a puppet, and I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes.
Yes.
He's just a puppet trying to carry out what these Illuminati or elitists want him to carry out. He doesn't really have a lot of power. And people have to understand that this was designed to go into place. This is prophecy. When we look at
right.
the book of Revelation, when we look at 2 Thessalonians and probably 1 John, when we look at all these particular books, even in the Old Testament, Daniel was another one. Isaiah talked about it. They were end time prophets. They talked about the things of the end time. And so prophecy has to be fulfilled. But one thing about it, people are so afraid of the book of Revelation because I know God had revealed to me, somebody was asking me some questions about dragons. Are dragons in the Bible? I mean, are dinosaurs in the Bible? It's not a dinosaur. They changed the name. It's a dragon. And it was always part of folklore of different cultures like Chinese culture, European culture, like the year of the dragon in the Chinese calendar. And with the Chinese calendar, they said that the dragon had mystical powers to control floods and to control water and hurricanes. But, you know, the devil can do that. That's nothing but the devil. They call him that old serpent in the book of Revelation chapter 12. And if you look at that, it talks about what in that passage of scripture basically explains basically what the goal of the devil is. It explains
Amen.
All of that. It talks about the woman, which is Israel, giving birth to a man who will rule with a rod of iron. That's Jesus Christ. So when we look at Revelation, when people are so afraid of it, if you continue to read, it'll tell you what these words and symbols mean. If you continue to read it, but we can't be so afraid of scripture that we're not going to be that we're going to be afraid to read it. And one thing about the book of Revelation, if you read that and you teach that, then you're going to admonish people for sin. You can't not do that and teach out of that book. And
right. And you know,
that,
I think one of the reasons. You're fine.
Huh?
But prophecy, I just wanted to say something real quick, and I'm going to take another caller. I think one of the reasons as to why people are afraid of Revelation, sometimes I wonder if they really, if they understand or do they really think that they're saved. Because, see, to me, there's nothing in the Bible that scares me because I know when it's all said and done. I know I'm going home. Amen. We got another caller.
Amen.
Caller with the number ending in 8141. You're now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question, comment, or contribution to tonight's discussion?
I'm just wanted to, you know, tune in. I've been listening faithfully. all night. And, you know, man, I see you guys really bringing up some interesting comments. But my name's Kareem McDuffie. I'm actually calling from Warsaw, North Carolina. And,
hi, Kareem.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, my brother. How you doing?
All right, man, I'm doing fine. Blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
But I wanted to say that, man, my take on the topic about mental illness and evil and separating this, and, you know, try to decide between the two is very simple. Number one, there's nothing new under the sun, meaning that if it's here now, it's here then. And I think that we as Christians have to realize the devil's job is to seek and destroy. And that's what he's going to do by any means necessary. And if you have a mental illness, that don't make you evil. However, if you allow the devil or the demonic spirit to intervene, that's when that becomes evil. That's when those type of things happen. To me, that explains what happened in the Charleston situation. Yes, he was delayed. He had a change of heart. However, at that point, like the prophecy said, he had a double mind, and he decided to listen to the demonic spirit over the spirit of God. And honestly, quite frankly speaking, that was easy for him to do because he could hear the demonic spirit over the spirit of God.
But could
not
hear God.
Because like you said, the Holy Spirit speaks to you softly. And a lot of people, man, they have been programmed and taught not to listen to them soft-tone things. And that's nothing but the trick of the devil. And that's why we have so much evil in the world out here.
That is the truth. And, ladies and gentlemen, I have to give it up for my team members, Robin Manley and Kareem McDuffie. Robin Manley, in very short order, is coming to the BFTM 103.3 radio network with her radio broadcast, Relationships and You. And Brother Kareem McDuffie is coming to the BFTM 103.3 radio network with Beyond the Walls of Jericho. Give it up, y'all. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. I'm so excited about that. Guys, we're going to go into another quick commercial break. Here is Today Is Your Day by Crystal Artis.
Come on. Now, this is for everybody that has a petition before the Lord. No longer will you have to wait. It shall not tarry. I come to tell you that it's yours. What you've been praying for, God said that today it is yours. You gotta have enough faith to believe. Because you said that your strength was his joy, and you waited upon the Lord. I come to tell you your time is right now. To get what you've been praying for. To walk into that season, swift.
No, no, no.
And we've been laying door for
Go ahead, Crystal. Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys. One of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of the hottest Christian broadcasts on the BFTM 103.3 radio network. Hey, you guys can catch the BFTM 103.3 radio network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just go to getbonafide.org, okay? That's getbonafide.org. Brother Johnny, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
You're the one that kind of got this started. Were any of your questions answered, or did you still have a couple of questions about differentiating between evil and mentally ill?
I'm good now. I'm good now.
You got it? I got you. I got you. Well, that's good. That's good. You know, that's what it's all about, guys. You know, I'd like to see, you know, those of us in the body of Christ get together more often and just kind of talk some things out, you know, and get people's takes on different things and, you know, draw a couple conclusions. And if we don't agree, hey, that's okay. Let's love each other anyway, folks, and agree to disagree. One thing about it, it's got to get better, y'all. Here is better right now.
Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Put your hands together. A little something like this. Put your hands together, come on, put your hands together, a little something like that. I'll put your hands together, I'll put your hands together. I know you've been through in your share of trials. You have been smiling just to hide everything you're going through. Yeah. And I know it feels like the odds are against you, but God told me to tell you, He's still your way maker. That means everything has gotta get better. Hey. So you just hold your head.
Be encouraged, come together.
Be encouraged,
Amen. Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, that's ultimately what this is about, promoting Christ, promoting that if you just give him a chance, it will get better. You know, ladies and gentlemen, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure who sent me that song. He's talented. He didn't put a name with the email address when he sent me the MP3 format. So those of you that are within the sound of my voice, whether it be via online or on the live radio broadcast or what have you, if someone could put a word out to that brother that sung that song better, let him know Evangelist Falana, a.k.a. Bonafide Talk, thinks that he did his thing and to please send me some more. And let's give him a hand. He's talented.
Amen.
Very talented. Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys. One of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country, and you're listening to it now live. Also one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts on the BFTM 103.3 radio network, which can be heard 24/7 at getbonafide.org. Ladies and gentlemen, it has just been a wonderful day for me today. Such transparency. You know, getting together with like-minded people is always a good thing, amen? And I just want to thank God for each of you for tuning in tonight, for supporting my radio ministry and supporting my efforts to preach Jesus. You know, I've been doing this since 2011, and I promise you it gets better and better every year for me. I'm encouraged by each and every one of you. So at this time, I would be less than a sister to give you all an applause this evening. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we've talked over quite a few things. Is there anyone else that would like to bring another topic to the forefront at this time? Anything that your heart desires, dial 347-327-9688 and press 1. We've got about 18 minutes before showtime is over. No? Okay, well, I tell you what, it's been led in my heart that it's either someone that's on this line. Oh, excuse me, not on this line. Let me correct the verbiage. Okay, Robin and Corrine, we're going to work on that. We're going to talk about whoever's on the air versus on the phone call, okay? Whoever's listening to this radio broadcast right now, okay, I feel in my spirit that there's someone that is losing hope. And, dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know who you're having me to pray for or how many, but, dear God, I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, will you please send angels out right now to comfort them? Let them know that your servant, Evangelist Falana, who all she wants to do is serve, dear God, and I want to serve for you because you've been so good to me. And so I just want to share with other people what I've been through so they can see through me, dear God, your work in me, to show them that they also have hope. They just have to connect with the right people, and, dear God, they have to want to help themselves. They have to invite you. So I decree right now in the mighty name of Jesus of every devil or every demon that has entered into the minds of our people, be cast back into what my sister Elisha say, cast back into the dry places right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no dominion here. You have no dominion here. I decree right now your job is done. You've been evicted. We've got them now. They're part of the Bonafide Talk family now. I love them, and God loves them too. Dear God, we're towards at the end of the show. I want to thank you guys. You guys made this show. You guys were the featured guest on Bonafide Talk this evening. Thank you. I hope and my prayer is that this was a learning experience for all, that it was an encouragement to someone this evening. And you know my motto, guys, as always.
Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk.
Bonafide Talk. Bonafide Talk, yeah. Bonafide Talk.